Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 17, Shraddha Traya Vibhag Yoga, the yoga of threefold faiths. And we have seen so far that as the one's faith, so he is, and as the one is, so his faith is. So this can be classified in three different types of faiths, or sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic, just as anything else that we have classified in Vedanta. And then we have seen three types of seekers, three types of faiths, and these are the classifications to understand my mind's moods, whether it's a sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic, when it comes to my faith. And then we have seen that depending on my predominant nature, whether sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic, my ahara, my yajna, my tapas, all will be in accordance with my nature, in accordance with what I have faith in. And that is a symbiotic relationship, that more I do the sattvic ahara, more I do the sattvic yajnas and tapas, more my mind becomes sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. So I have to be constantly be vigilant in watching my mind and my actions. That's where in our scriptures, the great importance on introspection, that at the end of the day, end of the month, end of the week, end of the year, do introspection and say, how did I do? And that gives me a perspective on what is the predominant nature of my mind. The next three verses says, even my charities are also driven by my nature. If I have sattvic nature, obviously my charities will be sattvic. My rajasic nature will make me rajasic charities. And tamasic nature will be tamasic charities. So all our political contributions fall into which category? Rajasic. We want something out of my donation to a particular party, particular candidate. Even charities are dependent on the mood of my mind and the predominant nature, I will be pursuing those type of charities. So the verses which we have here, verses 20, says, Dātavyam iti yad dānam. First prerequisite for dānam is, it has to be given. My mind should come to the conclusion that this needs to be given. This donation, this help needs to be made. Intuitive urge to do that. I've come to the conclusion it has to be done. Dātavyam. It has to be done. Dātavyam yiti. Yat dānam diyate anupakārine. First of all, it comes from my bosom saying, I need to do this. I need to help this cause. I need to help this person. I need to help this community. I need to do it. So if you file our taxes, and it comes from, I need to pay these taxes, it's a dana. So it doesn't become tax anymore. Without my tax contribution, this community would just can't function. If you don't pay tax, and I don't pay tax, and he doesn't pay tax, and she doesn't pay tax, there won't be civilization. There's no civilized culture here. So when it comes, it needs to be given. That's the first requisite for a dhanam, a charity. So, dātavyam iti yad dhanam diyati anupakārine. Without expecting anything out of it, or having some kind of a sense of obliging somebody. In Gujarati, upakar is, if I oblige you, is upakar. So with the sense of obligation I do, that I'm obliging you, by doing this, obviously it's not really a dana. Deshe kale cha patre cha Taddanam Satvikam Smritam. Then also there are three qualifications. It has to be given at a right place, deshe, kale, at a right time, and to a right cause, patra, or person. Cause or a person or institution should be right. When all these come together, it is considered Satvikam Smritam. That dhanam is considered Satvik. Now, we have seen that this has a two-way effect. Me giving dhanam will help the cause, but because it is Satvik dhanam will purify my mind. Why I'm doing it? I'm doing it for the purification of my mind and intellect. So I am doing it because it has to be done. It just come from my bosom that this needs to be done. That's why when we see any kind of a tragedies on the TV, the charities flows in, because people feel compelled to do it. It has to be done. It has to be done. I feel it has to be done. I do not want anything out of it, including recognition or a tax deduction. It has to be done. That's why I'm doing it. And I don't want anything out of it. Also, I make sure that I give it at the right time and the right place. You know, most of the time we help our families or friends, then make sure that everybody knows about it. Right in the party where everybody is talking about something else, you got the money I sent you, isn't it? You know, make sure that everybody in the family knows that I made this charity or helped Deshe in a place that only you and him know or her knows. So right place, so you're not embarrassing, humiliating somebody. Kale, the right time. Swamiji, the last yagna he did in 93 in Mesanatan, he took the chapter 17. So this is the chapter I remember, last Swamiji's lecture. And he said, obviously I'm very worthy to give donation, but you come right in the middle of the lecture and say, Swamiji, here's a check for $10,000. I will kick you out of the room. Wrong place. Yes, I need donation, and I'm a right cause. But wrong place in a wrong time. Right in the middle of the lecture, somebody stand up and say, but Swamiji, here is the donation. Not a right place, not a time. So, deshe kale cha patre cha. Also, you don't want to give it to somebody who is going to hurt people by their, or hurt himself or herself. We have talked about somebody who is an alcoholic and you give money to buy alcohol. Well, that's not a good charity. So, when all this comes together, it becomes a Satvik Dhanam that helps both the giver and the recipient. Recipient gets what is the help he or she or the organization needed, and you get the benefit of having that Satvik impression on your mind. So it purifies your mind and intellect, which is your goal. So that's a Satvik Dhanam. Obviously highly recommended in spiritual practices. The next one is Rajasik. Yattu Prati Upakarartham. The first thing is, I feel like I think I should be helping you, but I'm obliging you. And also expecting something in return, at least to recognize that I help you. Make sure that if I need you in future, that you will be ready to, because you're under my obligation to help me. Give me vote. That's a upakarartha. Giving charity, I'll give you this to your community, the library, but next time the election, you vote for me. That's a charity for upakarartham. Yattu prati upakarartham phalam uddidrasya va punaha. Also again, there is a fruit in mind. What will come out of my donation? So all these political action committees, when we make donations, or at least those of us who do, or any kind of a recognition we want, this bricks and pillar program at the temple. You want to have the pillar, your names will be there, therefore you want to donate. I want something in return. So therefore, phala, already the result in my mind. I already see that pillar already built before it is built, and my name there. So that's a upakararthi. Diyate cha pariklistam. I really don't want to go, but because you're forcing me, or under the peer pressure, everybody has donated $10,000. If I give 1,000, they will look at me as miser. So I might as well do it. Pariklestam, under duress. Don't want to do it, but I'm doing it. Pariklestam. Taddanam rajasam smritam. That dana is considered rajasam. Now, most people will come to the conclusion, oh, therefore, that kind of a donation must not be done. That's not true. If I'm not capable of doing sattvic danam, I should at least do rajasic danam. Because at least there's some benefit out of this danam, this charity. If I give danam to somebody, obliging him, at least he's getting benefit, right? Also, I will get some benefit of at least feeling some sense that I have done something good. Maybe whatever the fruits I'm looking for, I'll get it. It is not as purifying or satisfying as the sattvic danam. It is still better not to do any charity. I always have this argument. People come to the conclusion, say, I have stopped giving to United Way. I say, why? Because I read that, you know, there is some scandal at United Way. And I say, but why are you punishing those poor people who are getting benefit out of your donation? Even if out of a $1, 50 cents, let's say, were squandered away, at least somebody was getting 50 cents out of your dollar. Now, by you not giving, you deprived the person who deserved of that 50 cents also. So why don't you leave this to one who is responsible to make sure that these charities are done correctly? But you do your part. So that's a rajasic dhanam, but it's still better than not having dhanam. Bhagavad Gita always gives you an option according to your mood of mind and your capabilities that you can pursue this path. Even I'm worshipping the Lord not just because I want to become one with Him, but to get something out of Him, it is better than never thinking about the God. So sattvic dhanam is clearly the most beneficial for my spiritual growth, my liberation from these limitations. But if I'm not capable at this time, rajasic dhanam is better than no dhanam. Or the third one, and it says, adesha kale yad dhanam apatre bhyacha diyate asatkrutam va agnatam tat tamasam udahritam. Now, completely contrary to sattvic dhanam, adesha kale, wrong place, as I said, you know. You want to help your cousin, brother or brother who is not as in a good condition you are, you give him right in front of when other people are there to humiliate him and say, well, you asked me for this, Nila, here it is. Adesha, wrong place, wrong time. Yaddana apatrebhya, also giving it to a person who does not deserve it. You keep supporting somebody's bad habit or making somebody completely lazy. Great argument about the welfare and entitlements in this country. The entitlement for the food stamps and all the social programs is helping people or making them more dependent on this. So obviously the responsibilities lie with the people who are monitoring or run the program. You know, make sure the food stamps go to the really people who need food. Or there is a system where they make sure that you are buying food only from that and not anything else. So, apatra, if you are giving the wrong donation, wrong person, at a wrong time, at a wrong place, asatkritam agnatam, also to do wrong things, help a terrorist organization to buy the bomb materials, knowing this will destroy many, many innocent people's lives and properties. That's not something which is considered good charity. Tat tamasam mudardam, such a dharma called tamasik. Because it is not helping even the recipient nor the donor. It's only hurting both. Such charities are forbidden. Shouldn't be done. Therefore, United States government have a list of organizations which are considered terrorist organizations. And if you found to be have any connection in donating money, you are in trouble. They are forbidden charities. They are not even considered charities, but because there's a transaction took place from one to another, put it under a category of our charity. So we have a sattvic dhanam, which ought to be done at the right place, at the right time, to the right person, without any expectation. Naturally comes to you to give that donation. Also it says, it comes out of my sense of, I have plenty, the God has given me plenty. I need to help the others. So that is sattvic dhanam. Rajasic dhanam is, I want something out of it. Well, I don't think I should be making such a huge donation, but anyway, because of this peer pressure, or I want this position, I'm doing it with the rajasic dhanam. It's not highly recommended, but if you can do sattvic dhanam, it is better to do rajasic dhanam than not doing any dhana. Tamasic dhanam is forbidden. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.